Counseling question 21. Define total restructuring. Describe how it works using a case regarding homosexuality as a model. My response. As opposed to a remodeling job where one or two sections of a building need to get improved, total restructuring suggests that the whole house has been corrupted. It needs to be torn down room by room and completely rebuilt with the righteousness of Christ in view. This is the appropriate view because it is not the symptoms or the manifestation of sin that must be dealt with, but the whole of the sinner. The heart of man is corrupt, Jeremiah 17, verse 9, and needs to be retransplanted by the Holy Spirit. A believer who has the Holy Spirit will not grow as he or she ought to by dealing with just a few sins in his or her life. Total restructuring means looking at the problem of sin in relationship to all affected areas of life and dealing with each at the root level. Homosexuality and related behaviors to it are sin according to God. Quote, a woman shall not wear man's clothing, nor shall a man put on a woman's clothing, for whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. End quote. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Quote, no one who is emasculated or has his male organ cut off shall enter the assembly of the Lord. End quote. Deuteronomy 23, verse 1. These scriptures identify the related behaviors that sometimes accompany homosexuality must be examined, as well as the acts of sex. God has declared that these behaviors are worthy of being cut off from his assembly because they are an abomination. In Genesis, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed with, quote, brimstone and fire from the Lord, end quote, for their many sins. Genesis 19, verse 24. To this day, a sodomite is a derogatory term. The reason is that many sins Sodom was guilty of, one was lust-driven homosexuality to the point where, quote, the men of Sodom, all the people from every quarter, end quote, wanted to gang rape the angels that came and threatened to do the same to Lot. Lot responded saying, quote, do not act wickedly, end quote, Genesis 19, verses 4 through 7 and verse 24. In Leviticus 18, verse 22, it is explained clearly by Moses, quote, you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination, end quote. Romans chapter 1 describes homosexuality as, quote, degrading, unnatural, indecent, error, not proper, unrighteous, end quote, and includes it among other sin manifestations that are, quote, worthy of death, end quote, verse 26 through 32. In fact, the Church of Corinth was made up of sinners who repented of many of these similar manifestations of sinful hearts, quote, homosexuals, end quote, and, quote, effeminate, end quote, lifestyles were two of their former sins deemed unworthy of inheriting, quote, the kingdom of God, end quote, 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. Habits are so hard to change that whenever someone does something long enough, it becomes a part of them, particularly when it feeds the lusts that our flesh crave. Since people learn to perform all of the associated aspects of these sin-related behaviors unconsciously, it is easy to see why it becomes so hard to die to self, to say no to yourself, daily for Christ's sake. Luke 9, verse 23. How did the Church of Corinth change out of their many sins? They were, quote, washed, sanctified, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God, end quote. 1 Corinthians 6, 11. No sinner, homosexual or not, becomes transformed by mere behavior modification. Testimonies from homosexuals themselves indicate that there are sins, pride, alcohol, drugs, lying, guilt, social problems, etc., that need to be addressed. So as counselors, we must help the homosexuals see that they do not have only one problem to solve. Godly habits need to be built over time, Ephesians 4, verses 13 through 14, by daily denial to the flesh, Luke 9, verse 23, and discipline for the sake of godliness, 1 Timothy 4, verse 7. It is not enough that he or she give up the actions. The desires must go as well, for they are equally sinful. He or she must take drastic measures to ensure they don't fall back into temptation, Matthew 18, verses 7 through 9. They must labor a put-on of righteousness as they put off every unrighteousness. they must cut off their homosexual relationships and avoid places they frequently found temptation fulfilled to build their relationship with Christ and find their satisfaction in Him. For all sinners, the life-dominating sins become a total way of life, but they are not bound to it. They must let go of all idols in all areas of life and trust Christ alone.